Good morning, 7:38 on News Radio 92, almost 7:37 really, on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay, it's Pensacola Morning News. Mike Wood is the Public Information Officer for the Pensacola Police Department. Mike, welcome back to the show, sir.
Good morning.
Good morning. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, I appreciate that.
You're my first person I'm talking to, I could talk to John, I guess, and Steve and the audience, so you're not the first person I talked to today. So anyway, Happy New Year. Questions I have for you. No real incidents in the last week, right? No big, like, newsworthy incidents?
No. Now that I think about it, we had an incident yesterday where a man was found deceased off DeVille Street. He was in an area where a dumpster is stored, so it looks to us like he may have gone into that cubby in order to escape wind from the night before. He was found deceased the next day. So we didn't see any signs of trauma that were obvious. So we don't know if it was a health-related issue, if it was the cold, or what's going on with that. But besides that, it's been an uneventful week.
Man, now that's sad, of course, and it's terrible. But okay, I appreciate that. Anything last night? The fireworks, you know, downtown. I always wonder. I know in the city it's illegal to shoot off fireworks because the city has its ordinance, even though the state has made it so that it's legal to do fireworks on July 4th, New Year's Eve, and New Year's Day today as well, but not in the city of Pensacola. I assume you still get a lot of calls. I don't know. What do you guys do?
Yeah, it's still if it flies or goes bang, it's still not legal in the city. And we answer those calls. Each and every call that we get, we're going to respond to on busy nights like New Year's and the 4th of July. It may take us a while to get to that complaint, but we will respond to all of them. If we see that going on, then we confiscate the fireworks, we issue a warning, and we leave. So, just the normal calls last night. Nothing big to announce, which is a great thing. It was a nice event last night downtown, and everything went off without a hitch.
Any gunfire from last night? I mean, I'm always concerned about that because, you know, people do dumb things, right? They don't know the law and they do dumb things, and then that's always at risk to people, but nothing like that?
Yeah, nothing that I'm aware of, no.
Okay, fantastic. I was thinking about this the other day with, football games yesterday, some, and then all three today. This may seem like a crazy question, but do you guys prep for extra response concerns around sporting events that are not here, but just people here care a lot about? I mean, obviously you're an Alabama fan, you got the Alabama game today, you know, lots of other big games today. But is that something that affects your scheduling and your planning?
Not really. You know, sometimes on Super Bowl Sunday and days like today, sometimes we'll see some disturbances related to that. When you mix alcohol in with a bunch of guys cheering for a team and things go wrong, sometimes the disturbances happen. We have them in places in bars and restaurants and unfortunately domestically. But it's not something that we can just plan for. It's something that we respond to.
Very good. A question that I had, it's not a city case, but I know you're aware of the bank where the money came out of the armored car or the teller or some of these details are a little bit sketchy to me. But there was money flying around on the street near the Wells Fargo a couple of days ago, and people collected it and returned it. And I thought that there was a law that required you to return it, but I don't know the shape of the law or if that's even correct. So if there is money out on the ground that is reasonably from a bank truck, is that illegal to take it? Am I breaking the law if I take it?
Yeah, it's not yours. And you know it's not yours, so it would be illegal if you picked that up and took it. So a lot of people, fortunately, from what I saw in media reports, did the right thing. A lot of people showed up and collected those bills and gave it back, and which is the right thing to do. There's still a lot of good people left in the world.
Yeah, no, I agree. I love the story, and I'm glad that so many people did all the right thing and then sort of, you know, collective consciousness kept other people doing the right thing. But then at sort of the other end of the spectrum, because, you know, John Pickens has got a very sour face right now because he was hoping to get a bunch of free money from, you know, some. If you find a 20 on the ground randomly walking around, it is okay to pick that up and keep it, right?
Yeah, that's different. And not too long ago, we had an individual find a large amount of money downtown. She did the right thing. She turned it in. Nobody came to say it was theirs. They just it didn't happen. And 30 days later, we gave it back to her. She did the right thing, and she ended up with the money. So it's different if you just find something. But if you know in a case like what happened at the bank, you know that it came out of that armored truck. You know it's not yours, and it would be illegal to take that.
So is the line reasonable belief that it belongs to an identifiable person? Is that because again, like the bag of money, it sounds like, I mean, that's obviously the good thing to do. Would it have been illegal for her to keep it? That's what I want to understand where the line is or where you start to think about prosecuting versus not prosecuting.
Yeah, you have to reasonably know. I mean, we can say that this money did not belong to you. It belonged to someone else, and you can identify them right off the bat. If you cannot, then that's when you still should turn that in. And then after 30 days, if nobody claims it, then we will turn that back over to you.
Got it. Very good. Then I think that's a question that everybody has watching this story is, well, you know, 500 for you, 100 for me. You know, is that a crime?
Right.
Yes, that's a crime. But it's not specific to being a bank or an armored car. It's specific to being able to identify. It's like, I mean, if some woman just comes out of the bank and then she trips because her heel breaks and she spills her $1,000 all over the ground and you rush in to take some, well, that's just theft, right?
Yes, that's theft. Yeah. Absolutely.
John still looks so discouraged about this. He was hoping that the law was
different. My apologies. My apologies, but I don't make the laws.
Not trying to ruin it for you. Obviously, here in a couple of days, Palafox is going to close. In fact, tomorrow we've got basically the furniture is supposed to come off of the right-of-way, so tables and chairs are supposed to be removed. When I drove by there, I drove down Palafox yesterday and shot a video just to remember what it looked like now versus in 6 months. But, you know, I saw a lot of them already had it basically packed up. They got to clear a 6-foot space for people to walk because, of course, the sidewalks are going to remain open. Then on, Monday is when they're going to start actually closing at 6 a.m., so you want cars off by, Sunday at 8, something like that. Is that right? Are they going to get towed?
Yes, they will. They will eventually get towed. I don't know exactly what time it is, but it's posted. And the best thing to do is just not park on Palafox because the construction is going to get underway. And we hate to tow cars, but that's what's going to happen if you leave a vehicle there.
What are you guys doing to prepare for this at PPD? Anything particular?
No, we're just going to assist when we need to with traffic. And once things get in place, the barriers get in place, it's pretty much going to run itself. We do encourage people to go downtown and to continue to do business down there. And we're all going to get through this together. The end result is going to be something we can all be proud of.
Are you have you scheduled more foot and or bike police for Palafox? Because obviously now you won't be able to drive it and you won't be able to cross it in a vehicle either, which I have to imagine maybe crossing Palafox isn't the primary route for response time for police because Maine or Cervantes or Garden would be so much better. But is it going to affect you guys logistically at all?
No, we already have officers down there on foot and on bicycles anyway, so it's not going to affect us at all.
Okay, you don't rely on cars primarily on Palafox to begin with, so this is not a big deal. Okay, which makes perfect sense. Very good. Obviously, you guys have a police chief selection coming up. They're going to be doing these interviews. What's the sentiment among the police officers? Are they, you know, Christian Brown's going to be retiring. But when there's change and change, can be nervous and anxiety producing. What's your sense of the department as you're going through this transition?
Well, the department is backing Captain Goss and or interim chief or assistant chief Goss, and they would like to see somebody be promoted from within. I mean, when you're a brand new police officer, a lot of them dream of becoming chief of police one day, and this just goes to show if you do what you're supposed to do and you do it very well, you could achieve that goal. And but we understand that other folks are going to be looked at, and that's fine, and we're going to be able to talk to those individuals as well. But the overall feeling for the Pensacola Police Department and the officers that work there is we would like to see a chief boss.
I hate to tell you this because you wouldn't have known this, but your phone was super breaking up on me just there. We were able to hear it is why I let you keep talking, but it was like every other half second it was in and out. So I don't know if you're going to be able to answer the last question that I have for you, but we always like to end with a cop myth or a did you know. Do you have one for me this week? I know, I think both of us sort of forgot we were on a Thursday today, but do you have one for this week? If not, I have one.
I hope you do, because I got to be honest with you, I forgot what day it was.
That's perfect. Okay, so I'm always fascinated by movies and TV depictions of things, and I know that, you know, 98.3, that's science, percent of the depictions of police or radio or education or nursing, they're always false. Okay, it's all false. But the picture we have of a stakeout is two guys, typically guys, but two police officers in a car eating junk food all night long, watching for the bad guy from a half a block away. Is that picture even remotely accurate?
Maybe. It depends on what the person is wanted for, why they're there. A lot of times, though, it'll be done with a single officer in a vehicle. But if it's something that could go down right now and it can be a dangerous situation, then two officers in the car would be something that we would do.
And do they quote movies back and forth to each other to pass the time? Because it's a long time they got to sit there, right?
Yeah, there's a lot of conversation that goes on, and a lot of it is quite colorful. But we have to entertain ourselves, and I don't want to get into all that, but we do have to stay awake, Andrew.
Honestly, I have known you for so long, that might be the most understatement you have ever engaged in with me. they have conversations, and sometimes it's colorful.
Yes.
The cops I know,
yes.
that nobody can say that's false, but let's just say that's under describing the reality of the thing.
That is a highly trained response.
Oh, Mike, happy new year. Thank you as always for the time. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. And we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
Thank you.
And you know what? I'm gonna do something that you are not gonna believe I'm gonna do. But this shows how much I love you as a person.
Cheer for Alabama.
I am literally gonna say this on the radio, just for you. Roll Tide.
Oh my.
Yeah. I know.
Wow.
I'm
gonna play.
Yeah. It's gonna be the ringtone.
I don't know
for
what
me.
To say.
Hey,
yes,
you know, I will not say it during the game. I would not otherwise say it, but that is literally purely a product of how much I care about you, that at this one little moment in time, I care about you more than I care about my hatred for Alabama. Okay, so see?
And it is greatly appreciated, sir.
Mike Wood, we'll talk to you next week, sir. Thanks for the time.
Thank you.